Welcome to another episode of Love and Hip Hop Miami, Season 2, Episode 11. This is Rock Stars and Reflections, and Trina's having a showcase. Chaotic is trying to heal the hood and his PTSD, and Shay's having some medical issues. Plus, we're going to get into our trending tweets, news and gossip, and guess that bar, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Let the buzz begin, y'all. We about to get it started.
Yes.
It's getting down to the wire. This is almost the season finale. And we want to know your overall thoughts. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I have my girls with me, Tyler.
Yes. Hello. Good evening.
Hi, girl. And I have Lanisha here with me.
What's up, you guys?
And we're missing one, Jay. We miss you, girl. Come on back whenever you get a chance.
Yes.
Well, I want to know what your overall thoughts are, and you guys in the live chat as well. Let us know what you think about this episode.
It was mellow, but there was also a lot going on, a lot to talk about. A lot of serious topics were brought up, lots of tears. I enjoyed it. I was in there. Once we started, I was zoned in.
Yes, like I told Tyler, I said this is one of the, for it being reality TV, this is one of the realest episodes. Definitely a lot of emotions, a lot of awareness that I'm really happy that they brought up.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm glad that people are bringing up the topics and using this platform to speak on things that we need to have conversations about. So I was really happy to see, you know, them tie the episodes together towards the end of the season. So it starts out with Chaotic having a video shoot with Young Hollywood. To me, it seems like Young Hollywood is trying so hard to be likable after the disastrous last season of the comments that he made. And it's just not genuine. It's just not working for me.
You don't think so? Mm-mm. Or do you think that this is the real him and the him we saw earlier was not him?
I don't think he was a bad person because I actually met him and I interviewed him. I just think he's very ignorant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you, when you don't know something, you can always learn and do better. So maybe he's trying to learn. Like, I see him, like, trying, but it's just like, what's the motive, you know?
Yeah, I thought that at first when I saw him coming into this. I was like, oh, he's trying to stay low key. Good for you, because I did not like you last season. But the more I am seeing him in this season, I'm kind of just like, okay, You're trying your best to focus on work. Like Veronica Vega. Like, they're trying to focus on just work rather than creating unnecessary drama that, like, doesn't even need to be brought up.
Right.
Correct. But do you feel like, okay, they got so much, you know, flack from, like, viewers and things of that nature that they actually learned something? Or they are just trying to get back into good graces and get this Love and Hip Hop check or whatever check they can get?
I think that he probably got so much pushback after his comments. Like you said, once the fans come after you, it's one thing if you're ignorant in real life. People are not going to come after you, except for the person you're speaking to directly. But to have millions or thousands, however many people watch the show, coming after you, I'm sure that was a wake-up call. So I would say that he might just have had a change of heart.
Well, I think that the bottom line is he learned to keep his mouth shut on certain things.
Yeah.
I think he still has the same opinion, but certain opinions that are not asked for needs to just be kept to yourself, especially for social media and everything. You need to really watch what you say.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that he got to learn.
Yeah. The hard way.
Yeah. So Trina, she's getting ready for her rock star music group launch party. She has some new artists that she wants to bring to the forefront. And, you know, she basically wants to show Bobby what he's been missing. What do you think about, you know, her artists? Because we can get right into it. Did you see them perform at the end of the episode?
Yeah.
Did you think they were good?
That they were pretty good from what we saw. We only saw little
snippets,
clips, but the beat was good. We were moving.
I was looking
so
at
them
their
versus
voices.
Bobby, them versus Bobby. Do you think?
Well, I never heard.
It's a big difference.
Well, Bobby's more of like a rapper, and what we were seeing, I felt like more like R&B type soul singers.
Yeah, more
her,
singing. But, yeah, he's definitely a rapper, so it was different in that sense. But they're all still starting out, so we can't really say if anyone's better yet, necessarily. But also, I'm on the fence with this whole situation because I don't know if Bobby should apologize to Trina. I just don't think that it's necessary.
So if really? You were in talks with doing business with me and then you decide to go elsewhere and do business, you don't think there's a conversation that needs to be had between you and I before I find out from someone else?
I do, but she also wasn't giving him much to work with, I don't think. He's kind of sitting around waiting for her to finally accept him and the work that he's put in. So it's like, how long am I going to sit around and wait?
But yeah, was she really waiting that long?
I don't even think. I think she was really trying. And she kept expressing that to him. Like, she does see what he's doing. She does see his progress. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that's not even what she was mad about. What she was mad was the secrecy. Mm-hmm. He was being sneaky trying to also get her on the feature without even telling her what's really going on. So he was trying to have his cake and eat it too. And that's what you need to apologize, because you try to play me. Yeah. Right. And you don't play Trina.
Exactly.
Ever.
But she's agreed to give him the feature. Mm-hmm. So yeah, all is, you know, good with them, and they were able to talk it out. We can also just get into the whole showcase, because everybody was there.
Yep. Amara was there.
Yeah. And Jessie Wu finally sits down with her arch nemesis, Julian.
Yes. Mm.
And, I don't understand why he's so mad. Like,
me neither.
I'm like, something we didn't see. We're missing something here. Cause he, I mean, was it like a sexual relationship and lines got crossed between business and pleasure? Because I'm like, why are you so mad?
And he sounds like a child.
Yeah.
Like, we were saying, oh, those guys are mine. Or, like, those are my friends, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, you sound like a little kid.
You don't represent them, so how are they yours?
Right.
Like, why do I have to go through you to get to them if they're my people, too?
Well, I don't know. Well, did she know this guy Lam for a long time, right? Because I think that's what Jessie was saying.
Yeah.
She had just met the Big D guy, but she had been knowing Lam. But Julian was acting as her manager, so I don't know if he kind of like set that whole studio thing up and then she ended up leaving him and going to the studio by herself. Maybe because he made that kind of professional introduction. He felt like, you know, as a manager, if I introduce you to someone and we no longer do business together, then you no longer do business with them. Because remember when Trina got into it with her personal assistant, she was like, no, you're not doing business with my business partner. So it could be that. However, it seemed to me like he was hating.
He was definitely hating, and it was unnecessary on his part.
Yeah.
Because what's the point? I'm leaving you alone. Okay, now I'm going to go and do my own business. We already agreed that we're not doing business together, that you're not my manager. And if she kept a relationship with these people from then on, that's my relationship with them. That's it. You ain't got nothing to do with it. That is it.
I was going to say, should she break that off just because they're not good anymore? I don't think
so. No.
I wouldn't.
She got a great song out of the deal, and it worked out because she got a single deal. She didn't have to like sign some super crazy contract. So I'm glad it worked out for her, and they were able to see past the, you know, attempt for him to blacklist her and to see the business side of it. Like, she's a great artist and she has a great voice. So let's go ahead and at least try to put this record out.
Yeah.
And so it didn't stop her.
No, it didn't.
I'm happy about that, because I swear, if you stop my bag, that's when we have a problem.
Right. I'm throwing shoes. I'm throwing drinks. I'm throwing hands.
Right. You stopping me from my money now.
Right.
My career.
Shout out to Charlotte R. in the comments. They say they're better than Bobby. I'm assuming talking about the artist.
Nope. Yeah.
At the showcase.
Oh, do you want to get signed?
At the showcase.
You trying to sign a Rockstar Music?
Bobby is a mess. And
I met him. He was nice.
Bobby is a character. He really is.
I loved him last season. But he's been a little messy this season.
Oh, he's messy, for sure.
But he definitely brought back a little bit of the Bobby that I liked when he saw Trina. When he's like, oh, my cousin, ah!
Yeah.
He brought back the Bobby that I actually enjoyed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Charlotte, shout out to you. Thanks for being in the comments. Thanks for watching. As you guys know, we are the ESPN of TV Talk, and we couldn't do it without you guys. We love having you here every Wednesday evening. If you could, before you go, make sure you like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We have a bunch of different shows that we cover. There's something for everyone. And if you're listening to our show on iTunes, please be sure to give us a 5-star rating, and we'll shout you out in the comments.
Yes, give us a 5-star. Like us right now. Thumbs up, thumbs up. Yeah. And we got an amazing show ahead. We have some more from Guess That Bar to tweets and gossip, all of that. So let's get back into this showcase, because it seemed like everybody was there, like I said, and it was a lot going on, because Amara comes in with Trick Day on her date that she didn't know she was on. Now, if you get all dressed up, he pick you up. What you think it is, boo? It's a date.
She should have made that clear. She should have made that clear.
I mean, I'm really with Trick, though, because he said, I took her horseback riding. She brought her mama. She didn't bring her mama this time, right? Mama went there this time. Oh, God. She said she had a great time. So he invites her out again, and here we are, and we don't know it's a date.
I mean, like I said last time, you could tell she wasn't, she enjoyed the date, but you could tell she didn't like him like that, because she was acting funny with him anytime he would get affectionate. So I don't know. I feel like you could tell when a person doesn't like you when they're like, oh.
But also, she saw him getting touchy during horseback riding. So if that was me, after that date, if he invited me out again, I'd be like, okay, so you know this is not a date, right? Because otherwise, guys are, they don't be knowing.
Yeah. You know what?
I don't know.
No, they know. They just gonna keep trying. So a man will chase you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can be like, I don't like you. But he gonna keep trying until he breaks you down. Look at Steve Urkel. I don't know if you were too young to watch that, but he was like, I'm wearing you down, baby. Like, I'm wearing you down.
So aggressive.
How long was this show on? He was chasing Laura forever. So guys will chase you.
They will chase you. If you don't tell them.
I will say that. Like, when you be like, all right, ask friends, buddy, pal, let's go. Let's support our friend, because we friends, and that's our friend. We friends.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to just be overly, you know, you got to get your point across, or else they will not let it go.
Ooh. Right. Another person trying to get their point across was Joy. Now, I don't understand why she walks over, sashays over, like, oh, what's going on here? But at the end of the conversation, I don't care what's going on, and you walk off. Why did you walk over there then? You should have just been like, hi, Amara, how are you?
Exactly.
Not like, oh, what is going on here? Like, what was that about?
Yes.
I mean, you say you don't care, but then you walk over there. You care a little bit. You care.
Just
you
a little bit. She shouldn't. I don't think she should let Trick get her upset like that, because he's already done so much not wanting to go through with the divorce, but now she has the money for it. So what else is left? If I were her, I would just, you know, move on, be happy, and not let him affect me.
I think just the paperwork's like that stuff, and if he's not signing anything, that could also slow down the process as well.
That's
so true. Do you think he's being petty by bringing Amara, or do you think he really like is looking for a new boo?
Both.
Unfortunately,
we have a petty cast. Okay, everybody's known for being petty,
right? You know your ex-wife gonna be there. Why you bringing a date, bro? Don't bring nobody. And then Amara, of all people, known for, well, she's not known for stealing people's men. She's known for that, you know, like sliding the DMs and stuff like that, and people having issues with her. So
yeah,
she's just in a hot seat for that. We also touched on an issue, you know, with Shay having fibroids. And it was really tough to see her break down and go to the hospital and have the doctor's visit. But it was also important for people to know that we have to get early detection and get checkups so that we can see what's going on with our bodies. And, you know, Michelle even has gone through it. So it seems like it's a common issue. And health is very important. So she's definitely afraid. But what was very strange to me is when she was going to Michelle's house, it was like, for me, it seemed like her first time, because she was like, oh, this is nice. Like, she'd never been there before.
Yeah.
And then also when she was breaking down and she was trying to give her a hug, she was like, get off me. I'm like, wait, what's going on here?
I'm actually a little bit like that myself.
Oh.
But I'm not as aggressive, but like, I do not like when people are like hugging me when I'm about to cry, because it makes it more like emotional. I burst out. It's kind of like you're squeezing out water. Like,
but you
don't
need,
do it.
You need to release sometimes.
But Shay, she's always had that tough exterior. Like, throughout everything we've seen her through, we've never seen her like this.
Right.
So I don't think she wants people to really see that sensitive side. Like, she wants to be known as that strong woman.
Yeah.
So I think it's hard for her, like, especially
to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's probably never had to be this vulnerable before. And when we saw after her checkup, I forget what the man's
her
name,
brother.
Her brother that was hugging her at the end. You could tell she really needed a hug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she was really in that hug. So maybe it is that she's just always so hard, and now she can't be right now. She's just very mm-hmm. vulnerable, so she's not used to it.
Yeah, even hearing her in her conference, like her little self-made tape, you could hear it in her voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like shaking, and she was about to cry. I was just like, oh, I just want to, like, I want to hug you myself. You might shake me off, but I'm firm. I could hold on to you, girl.
Yeah. Yeah,
she was very upset.
So it seems that if she doesn't have this surgery, it could grow and burst and keep her from having kids. Mm. So, I mean, it's something that's preventative measure, but I can't really speak on, like, this health matter, because I'm like, do you have the surgery to prevent it, or do you kind of wait to see, like, if it will grow? Or because it started out the size of a tangerine, now it's a grapefruit, and it mm-hmm. could grow bigger.
Yeah.
And then she was saying that she had worked so hard on her body, and it's almost like a vanity issue, because, you know, you do work hard to work out and look good. You're on TV and you want to look your best, and you're trying to get a man and get married mm-hmm. one day and have kids. And then you got to face the fact that you're going to have a scar for life.
Yeah.
But is that
something that should be on your mind? I get the surgery is scary, but the scar, is it that big of a deal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think that would be my biggest issue. It would just, maybe the surgery. Yeah, the surgery would be scary to me as well. But the scar, I'd rather take a scar than to obviously get worse or be more ill.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the least of her worries.
Definitely siding with her brother on that one. He was just like, let me tell you what's sexier than a scar.
Right.
Your life. Yeah. Okay?
Exactly. She's worried about having her stomach out. I'm like, Shay,
mm-hmm.
take care of this. Your health is wealth. Health is everything. You can't do nothing if you're sick and bedridden.
Yeah.
And if anything, I feel like that is going to actually help her brand mm-hmm. even more, because she has that workout brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like people seeing that she actually conquered something, mm-hmm. Her workout brand is going to be very more motivational.
Yeah. And I loved seeing this side of her, because, like we said before, she's always so hard. And she was just very relatable this time around. Just to see her cry and to share things she's never shared, I was happy to see it.
Yeah, whenever someone's vulnerable and opens up, it just brings a connection, whether it's through the television or through friends. Because it's like, I don't think her and Michelle are super close. Like, that's also weird to me, like, sharing something so intimate personal with someone that you don't really know, but it turns out that she's actually been there and can console you, and she needs a friend. She needs someone there for her. Mm-hmm. Her brother's there for her. Michelle's there for her. But it was super weird to have someone in a hospital with you that you don't really know.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so, I don't know. What do you think about that? Like, how do you let people into your life? Like, do you think it's a time limit where you kind of feel someone out? Or because I feel like that's how it gets so messy on Love & Hip Hop and just in life in general, because when you start sharing all these intimate details with people and then y'all fall out, then it's like all my business out here in the street, and you didn't know that this person really is not your friend, but you was really just opening up and telling them all these intimate things about you.
I think they have a previous timeline that wasn't taped. Honestly,
Michelle.
Yeah, because you don't get that deep with someone that, like Shay, like we just said, she has a hard exterior. So I don't think she just let anybody close. I think they have like a previous friendship that just wasn't captured on camera.
No, I don't think so. Because, you know, Shay's lived in Atlanta this whole time. And she's just now transferred over, you know, to Miami. And when she was, you know, moving to Miami the first season, she was new to the area. So I don't think her and Michelle like have
knew
been
each
friends.
Other that,
no,
that, that, yeah.
Because it's like this is her first time being in her house. Like, y'all weren't friends. Girl. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I think going back. Going back to what you're saying about sharing details and private things with people, I know for myself, it's hard for me to think that someone would take what I told them and share it because they weren't really my friend. Like, that concept to me is hard to even, because I would never do that to someone else. So I think in these situations, you just kind of lean on whoever's there for you in that moment. And sometimes people are just dirty and they'll air out your dirty laundry, and that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks that you can't really determine who's going to be down for you and who's going to be loyal to you even after the fact. But I don't know. That's why I say you got to feel people out sometimes. I don't know.
Maybe the producers were also in on it, as far as like saying like, oh, Michelle has the same story. Like, you could talk to her about this. Like, maybe they set something up ahead of time, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Chaotic is headed to court with his niece, and he has the support of her and the lawyer. And he's really trying to break the narrative that the media is putting out there, that he's just this criminal running from the police and doing all these things. I know he has a past and has been through a lot, but in this instance, he seems to be innocent from what I see. I have never been through a police chase, and I never want to.
Amen.
So I do know from the little knowledge that I have about law that when the police pursue you, they have to like alert you to them being the police. Like, if they come to your house and they try to break the door down and say, I have a warrant, they have to like announce police, you know, things like that. So I think the same thing goes for cars. So they should have the lights on, even if they're undercover. Like, you have to announce that you're the police. And so they are putting out this footage. They're trying to do a smear campaign against him to win this case and get him to plea and all this stuff just because of his past. Yeah. And I don't think it's right. And I think they do this a lot. Like, in the media, when something happens, they're like, this thug did this. And they show you a mugshot instead of you graduating from high school, and they find the worst picture of you holding a gun when it was a toy gun for Halloween. Like, they just do stuff like that to smear you instead of being objective like they should as a journalist.
Definitely.
What do you think about, like, how the media is portraying Chaotic?
I think they're doing exactly that, making him seem like he's a criminal when he wasn't doing anything. And it sucks because he does have a past, which has led him to have this PTSD. So at first I'm thinking, well, why did you run? But then I'm considering, okay, he has PTSD. If anybody was chasing me, I'd be scared too, to be honest. And I don't have PTSD.
But I get the car run. Yeah. Like, that's why, because he didn't know. But they said that he ran after, like, even after when he saw the police.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, like, when you saw the police, why did you continue to run from them?
Well, he said they were plain clothes. He crashed the car and he ran. But he said, the lawyer said, he said that as soon as he heard police stop, he sat down and stopped. That's what the lawyer said when he was doing the media outlet. So he spoke on Chaotic's behalf because he advised him not to speak on the case because it's open right now.
I think the lawyer shouldn't have not said that's none of my concern when after they just said that the two victims were hurt.
What victims?
Because he said the car that he hit, it had two victims that were hurt. And he was just like saying that's not our concern. So I was like, after you said that, I was like, oh, that should be your concern. Because the judge was like, that's not your concern. People, innocent people were hurt. It should be your concern.
Yeah. I'm thinking too, okay, if it's true and he stopped after they said police stop, whatever it was, there's still, black men are just naturally terrified of police, so I can see him still wanting to run. Because once they get me, what are they going to do now? So all that fear and adrenaline, who knows what happened, for real.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah, that's tough. So he actually goes to therapy because of this. He knows that he needs help. He knows he has PTSD, and that's the reason he ran. And it seems like this therapy session was good release for him. He wants to even continue. He's going to think about it. Towards the end of the session, he told her he'll see what he's going to do. But he also decides to have this candlelight vigil with Young Hollywood. and bring all the people together who have gone through, you know, similar things, whether it's with a family member or themselves, period. I think it's honorable to see someone get help and to want to do better. And to me, I feel like he's like a little teddy bear looking like a gangster, though. Like, he like, you know, thugs need love, too. Like,
they do.
They definitely heart. Do.
Yeah. And I respect him a lot for going in and talking to somebody. Because, you know, in the Black community, for whatever reason, that's not our first go-to. And we kind of are shut down when we say something's wrong with us or something's not right. So for him to take that step is good.
Definitely. And he may not know it, but this is going to help his case as well. Because if the doctors are telling you guys he has PS, you know, then the court has to listen to that and be like, okay, we got to take that into consideration. Yeah, I'm definitely been seeing a softer side. Okay, chaotic. You got a little softer side on me. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and he details his shooting and what actually happened in... I mean, like I said, it sounds like he has a past. He's some abandoned apartment. Like, why were you there? Like, was it some kind of deal going on? Like, something had to be going on. And then someone pulls up to you on the side of your car and just starts shooting you. So I don't know why they were doing that. Like, it was beef in these streets. But, yeah, I totally see why he ran. Because if a car pulled up on the side of you and shot you, like, if you see a Black unmarked vehicle, you're gonna like be suspicious. So I do think it's gonna help his case as well. And I feel like that probably was a recommendation from his lawyer as well too, because like you said, people don't automatically say, oh, I'm gonna go to therapy. So sometimes we do need those outside influences to help us to know like the different tools that we can use to get better. And I'm glad that he's opening up to that. Even when last episode he went to meet his dad, and he just seems like open guy, and he's looking for love and all these things. And you know, I was about to call him thirsty, because it seemed like every like scene that he's not having PTSD, he's like, I need a girl, like we going on a date, like, you know, like even a video shoot, he's still looking at Joy.
And he did mention in his therapy session that he uses alcohol and women to cope.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's his coping.
So I think that's what it is.
It's all coming together now.
Yep. Now, and you know, he's looking at Liz, and she's already taken.
Look away.
So.
Look away. Look away, sir. But
oh man,
I love that he brought everybody together.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That was like, wow, a heartfelt moment that everyone could just share with each other.
It's sad that they were sharing the content that they were sharing. Like,
yeah,
it was good for everybody to come together, but it was very hard to hear the stories of everybody going through what they went through, from Kiara being shot 3 times. I'm like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know what people are involved in. I don't think she was involved in anything. I think she was like in the wrong place, wrong time.
But sometimes, yeah, that is the case. You don't have to always be in a gang. Sometimes it's simply just because people don't like you and they have a gun to because they want you to show them respect. And they think a gun is showing respect.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons.
Really senseless.
Yeah. And it's just sad that pretty much the whole cast was out there, which is terrible because... Mm-hmm. That means that all of them were either shot or had somebody shot and killed. So it's so common, it seems like.
Yeah, Joy was speaking on her brother and her sister-in-law. And when I saw her break down, what was strange to me, I know her and Trick aren't together, but it was just like he was just looking at her. He wasn't consoling her, and I thought that was super strange. Like, and even Trick, he's gone through it. So I can kind of see the disconnect in how they are getting a divorce. Because it's like, I don't care. We spent all this time together. You see me breaking down. You know, because we were married, you know my brother. Or you know what happened. So you don't even have any kind of compassion. Like, it's kind of strange.
And it's over a very serious topic that I'm sure they've been dealing with ever since it happened. So, yeah, we might be fighting and everything, but you can't give her a hug.
Well, Trina, she couldn't stand to be there any longer. She had to walk off because when her brother started talking about her other brother who was deceased now because he got shot, it kind of triggered her. And so to see everybody that's having so much pain and paranoia and just how it affects your everyday life. Like even with Trick, like, because he went to jail and he heard about his brother getting shot 300 times, like, that's crazy, right? Insane. 300? So it's like you kind of like build this black heart almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you got to have this gangster image. So I think that's another reason why he walks off all the time, because he's definitely not going to be on TV crying. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like people have an image to uphold, I feel. And like even with Trina, she didn't want to talk. She didn't want to be seen crying. And I just feel like everybody's not ready to just really open it up right. and put mm-hmm. it out, everything on the line.
Right. I don't think she thought that it would be as effective as, like, I knew she probably thought it, like, yes, this is a good platform, this is gonna be effective, but I don't think she knew how much it was gonna hit her.
Yeah.
And it really hit her. Like, it almost hit me, and I'm not even in the situation. But it, like, hearing everybody's story and everything, it's just like, wow, the senseless gun violence is killing everybody, innocent people, good people. Because when they talk about them, it's like, dang, you graduated and everything. Yeah.
They never get the right target, it seems. It's like they always get an innocent bystander or something like that. So it's really super sad. But some positivity is coming out of it. Trina's helping the youth. Bobby came. Prince came. Michelle Pooch put it together with Burger King. So kudos to you guys for giving back to the community and helping the school get a studio. I wish I had a school with a studio. You know? So it's good to see, like even Prince said, kids get exposed to things early so that they are able to make life choices off of what their passion is. Because, you know, if I was exposed to maybe some TV studio things, I could have been Oprah already, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, I started later in life.
Okay.
It's all good, though.
It really does.
I feel like that.
Yeah. It really does make a difference, because your environment has so much to do with how you end up being as an adult. Because if these kids do have that, they can have somewhere to go, something to do, so that they're not out just
and keeping you out of the streets and keeping you away from gun violence when you're staying busy and doing things that you are fun to you.
I was proud of Bobby and Prince for really setting aside their differences for this cause. Like, I was so proud of them.
That is so true.
I said yes, because I was afraid y'all was gonna start some mess.
I don't even think they threw shade at each other. No, they
didn't. None at all.
I think they still like each other.
I'm done.
Well, they did.
As long as Liz ain't there, they can get along. Yeah,
Bobby was talking. He's like, you know, we just decided to distance ourselves. I was just like, Bobby.
We'll never know what happened with Prince and Bobby, but let's get into Guess That Bar. If you're not familiar with Guess That Bar, this is where I read the lyrics in monotone and my panelists have to guess who the artist is, or you in the live chat can guess who the artist is and the name of the song. So y'all ready?
Yeah, we want to cheat, so definitely put the answers
help us
on
out.
There.
Help us out.
All right. I think y'all gonna know this one.
All right.
She lying. We ain't gonna know it.
So easy. I just think it's so easy. From a Young G's perspective, and before me out a B, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man.
Oh my God! It's in my head.
It's in my head.
Come on, Tyler. You got this, girl. Come on, live chat. Y'all got this.
Yeah, what's the live chat saying?
I don't know.
Read it one more time.
And now you hookers and O's know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off proper chunk, I'll take a small piece of that funky stuff.
I don't know
how she reads it.
Doesn't help.
Try to be real proper. I know. I'm trying. I don't know. I'm just country. Y'all.
You're doing well.
hit it. They don't know it. They don't know it.
We don't know it.
Oh, we can't play the song. I forgot. Oh, sorry, guys. It's Dr. Dre. Nothing but a G thing, baby. I know y'all know that, right?
Duh, but.
Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Two loped out G's going crazy.
Ain't.
Yeah. Okay. Death Row is the label that pays me. Death Row is the label that pays me.
Listen.
Well, she number two. Okay, that's
proper. Definitely not like how he said that.
Right. Who made this here with all the ice on in this booth at the gate outside when they pull up, they get me loose? Yeah, jump out, boys. That's Nike boys hopping out the coops. This ish is way too big. When we pull up, give me the loot. Give me the loot. Was off the Remy and the papoose. Had to hit my old town to duck the news.
What? Yeah, <I'm making>
I heard papoose.
And
I heard Remy.
Right.
Well,
I don't
it's
know.
Not Remy or papoose, but it's Travis Scott, Sicko Mode featuring Drake.
I'm terrible at this game.
Do y'all listen to you? Y'all know y'all know this
but
song.
But it's the lyrics. Like, I don't be knowing every last
okay. I low key, I will be honest. I be listening mainly to the beats.
Yes.
See, this is why music part. Has gone to where it's gone. We don't even listen to the lyrics no more, y'all.
We be listening. I be listening for me the chorus part.
The chorus, yeah.
And
the
then
key.
Like when they actually be saying, I'll be like, mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, let's do number three. I know you're gonna get this one. This is an old school classic. All right.
Okay.
At night, I can't sleep. I toss and I turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Of visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at me. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time I close my eyes, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. And it's somebody watching with the AK. But I don't know, so I'm watching my back.
Do you know it?
I'm trying to listen to how she was saying the rap.
Everything sounds familiar.
It's familiar because it's the Ghetto Boys, but mind playing tricks on me. Like, Chaotic is going through the paranoia. The Ghetto Boys went through it as well. At night, I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. A vision's body being burned. Hey. Four walls just staring at us. You know I can't rap, but...
But it's fine. You did well.
You know, I like your author
voice. Y'all did it.
Y'all did it. We suck at this character. We suck at it. You know, educate me.
Well, we're going to listen to that later, you guys. We're going to get into the trending tweets. This is where I pull the juiciest tweets that has the streets talking out there. You know, we have some super fans that love and hip-hop Miami, and they've been talking. So let's get into number one from Spoiled Brat Shay. Her Twitter name is highlife_ShayXO. And this tweet right here got over 147 likes. Please don't bring Jesse Wu back next season.
Ooh, ooh. With RuPaul. See,
I'm over it officially.
I think a lot of people are over it because there's no substance there. Like, what would her story be?
Unless she,
I mean, her trying to be an artist, like she's trying.
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's not enough. Like, I feel like they always have to have some sort of.
She's doing something.
No, mm-hmm. Like I love her, but mm-hmm. I just don't think that she's like in enough drama to continue being on the show.
Mm. So we need more drama?
Unfortunately, I feel like that's how it works. Like unless like you're in something.
That's her and Amada, I'm over. That's what I'm over. Because y'all two doing two separate things, two different people, just leave each other alone.
You know
alone.
What? I think it's more about Julian than Amara. Like, if Julian wasn't Amara's manager, I feel like they wouldn't have an issue.
Then I would have been like, come for Julian. Why you keep coming for Amara?
Because that's her manager. And she stole her sister to talk to and did. What's Amara's talk?
Girl talk?
Girl talk.
But I feel like there's a lot of girl talk. We have the real. But
that's what I was
in
saying.
The view,
like,
and
you know, like, hello, us three.
Right. It's Loving Hip Hop Miami panel.
Hello.
Tweet number two. This is from Marlon Harrison, North 2013. Shout out to Mona Scott Young for focusing on real topics this season.
Yes,
that's what we were just saying.
Yes.
We needed to hear this. We need some awareness. We need some real substance. And thank you, Mona, for giving us some real stories.
Yes.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. It keeps me entertained. It keeps me wanting to tune in. With the other franchises, sometimes I'll be falling off. I don't watch every episode. I'm like, oh, I'll just tune in 2 weeks and see what's going on. But this one, it's consecutive and we learn more and more. So I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Tweet number 3 from Beloved Me. Her Twitter name is @SheT12. That don't touch me, honey. Woo, child. Woo! the F? Told right. You to touch me.
We were all thinking the same thing.
I mean, ooh. I don't know. I get what you're saying because I'm very, mm-hmm. like, I'm not a huggy person, but...
It's how it came off.
Right. It was like, don't touch me. I was like, ooh, that was real aggressive.
Yeah,
for you to be crying.
Very aggressive. I don't know. I would have just took the hug, honestly.
Yeah. She did eventually. She just had to wear it down, break her down.
I was about to say, she took... That's why Michelle was like, please, just let me get you a hug.
Right. And then she asked the second time, mm-hmm. can I hug you?
Yeah. Like, because she knew. She got to ask.
Right. So let's get into this news and gossip, breaking news.
Yeah. TV news.
You. Okay. I thought it was prediction. I'm going to say whoop. All right, you guys. So last week, you remember how Amada had her event and Bobby came with the wig?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she put up a post of that scene to get the viewers' response, and Bobby actually responded under it, saying, "The more and more I see this scene, I get upset, also at myself, never again. But I honestly was trying to be very obnoxious and mean, and for that, I apologize. And honestly, I look stupid, so I gotta deal with it now. You know what they say, imitation is the highest form of flattery." And Amada, she responded back to Bobby saying, mm-hmm. like, yes, we have talked about it and we are moving forward. Okay. So you never know. You next season, you might see another relationship with Bobby and Amada. You never know.
I'm happy that Amara, she doesn't hold grudges. Like, she's definitely been in drama with pretty much the whole entire cast. And she has also sat down and tried to have a mature conversation with everybody that she's had beef with. Now, yes. How it goes left field or if it turns out right is on the other person. So at least she tried.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Agreed. Speaking of Amada, she was on The Breakfast Club a few days ago, and it was a very good interview. Very, very good. She talks a lot about the Kiara situation, her and Gunplay with the DM. She kind of cleared that up.
What did she say about that?
So she said she did DM Gunplay, so she was not shying away from that, but she said it was about business, wanting to hook up and, you know, do a song or whatever it is. And then she went into how a lot of people are... I guess intimidated a little bit by her friendliness, which she talked about.
This is the thing. Now, when she says business, that's what you have a manager for. That's what you got Julian for. So why are you sliding in dudes' DMs? That's what is tricky for me. Because if you want to work with somebody, talk to Julian and say, hey, you know Gunplay? Julian has worked with Trina for 10 years. He mm-hmm. knows Gunplay. He knows Trick Daddy. So why are you sliding these dudes' DMs? It's sketchy to me, baby.
But maybe she thought she was close enough to do that.
I think that might have been it.
You know? Because if you don't need the manager necessarily, if I'm here right
here.
You
need your manager to do business and not look thirsty in DMs.
But I don't believe that she's even attracted to Gunplay, so I don't think there's any chance that this was a flirty thing.
I don't think so either.
I can't see it. I can't.
Unless I see some pics, you know, or like winky faces.
We didn't see the DM, so we don't know. Okay. What else we say, didn't. Tyler?
That's true. So, Angela Yee, as soon as she said Jessie Wu, Amada turned away. She was not having... She didn't want to talk about Jessie really at all. She didn't even want to say her name at all. But she cleared the air about that. She doesn't know why this whole thing's been blown out of proportion because it happened over a year ago. So there's that. She says that... Kind of what we were saying. They don't care too much about people's music. They do want to see the drama. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't know if she's going to come back for a third season. There's a possibility. Ooh. But we'll see.
I knew... I kind of felt that Amara was like just using this as a platform, which is nothing wrong with that. Do that. Mm-hmm. Catapult yourself. Do your Cardi B, girl, okay. And blow up on these folks.
Cardi B did 2 years and look at her now. Look,
okay.
It's a smart move. Yeah. It really is. So there's that. Her mom's empanadas are in a few sugar factories. Miami is the main one, so that's doing well.
Did she say, like, what the flavors were?
She didn't say.
We got to look that up. I want some empanadas.
I kind of want them to bring it out here.
Right. Can you dry, what do they do, dry ice and send them, like, to us in the mail?
Yeah, deliver some empanadas.
I know. We want to do a taste test on air.
Yes.
Tell you how it tastes.
Mm. Yes.
Or just send it to Miami. We would like a trip to Miami as well. We can do that too.
That's cool. Hello. No boundaries here. She's working on a skincare line. Girl Talk just got picked up. She didn't say who picked it up. And then she was finally able to buy her mom a house.
Oh.
So that's great.
Look at her work paying off. Congrats, Amara and Amara's mom.
Yes.
Congratulations. So let's get into our prediction.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Ooh, what's going on? What do you think is going to happen next episode? We saw this little teaser at the end. It was crazy.
It was crazy. what do I think is going to happen?
Season finale. They got to go out with a bang.
Oh, God. What do you think?
Okay. I don't know. From the teaser that we saw, the chaotic situation looking at Liz.
He wrong. Yeah. Period.
Chaotic. You just went from a nice teddy bear to just thirsty.
Right. It's a fine line. Like I said, Amara, she's nice, and then you look thirsty in one instance. And then Chaotic, he's like, I need women to cope, and I need, help. And then it's like, you're doing too much. You're talking to somebody that has a boyfriend. Like,
I'm wondering if he's going to go harder. After seeing the teaser, I wonder if he's going to go harder for Liz.
He might be.
Just to be Prince? Petty.
No. Chaotic. Because to be petty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think there was an inappropriate comment he made about, like, wanting to F her or something.
Mm-hmm. He was saying that Liz was looking at him, remember?
But then when Prince confronted him, and then Prince was like, well, how would you feel if I said I would F your sister or something? He was like, you say you gonna F my... I was like... Nobody said he was just making an example. But
exactly, and that made him jump over the Lamborghini. Right. Like, what are we doing here? I'm confused.
I don't know.
Well, my prediction is Chaotic is not going to connect with Prince's face. He's not going to make it over the car.
Never.
But I think Pretty Ricky's going to go on tour. I think I saw something where they were actually performing. I saw Spectacular's Instagram page, and he was on some stage. I know he wasn't there by himself, so it looks like we might get our tickets, girl.
Okay.
One day. Spectacular was good. We need tickets.
I've only been seeing them on the news, but I haven't been seeing them perform, so okay.
On the news for something good or bad?
It was good. It was just like them talking about the group wanting to, but as usual, them wanting to get back together.
Okay.
If they really do, I will be so surprised. Because all this drama, I didn't think it was possible.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there. Like I said, like she said, send us some tickets. We'll be there.
Right. And I think Jessie Wu's going to have a great performance. I think she's very talented, but I think her time is winding down from Love & Hip Hop as well. We'll see. If Amara leaves, maybe then Jessie will have a spot.
Yeah.
And she won't have to argue so much.
Well, I don't even think Jessie want to be there.
Yeah, she did quit like on Instagram or something.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think she wants to even do it no more.
Well, that's it for our show tonight. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. You can stay tuned with me and everything I got going on Instagram, Miss Conversation Piece. And Instagram almost went down today, so just in case you can't reach me there, you can tweet me at Miss Convo Piece, MISSCONVO Piece, or my website conversationpeacemag.com.
I am Tyler McKinney. You can follow me on Instagram at Tyler S. McKinney or on YouTube at Tyler McKinney.
I'm Lanisha Fisher, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
Alright guys, we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.